it's a landmark.
Right now you may not understand,
but brother, no other moment than this is gonna define ya.
Point B.
Welcome to China.
Coco here with my man Core Element.
Yeah.
We are back for lesson number 8 in Welcome to China.
Because we are schooling people here.
And we still know how to count.
I don't know for how long.
Probably forever, just because every night when we're done, I have to number these.
Oh, right.
So whether or not I can maintain my memory for a week,
we'll find out. Is Coco's second week at the pilot's chair.
I'm an apprentice engineer. What's his first song?
First song is Ascension.
By?
Made of Sound.
We know who they are. If you don't, listen to our old podcast, people.
Giles Tully, representing the UK. Now this is actually Cherokee Indian.
Thank you.
Patty wailing on guitar, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring that chorus back. That Cherokee Indian. Sing along if you can. Come on. Something like Asta Kaleha Kayahi.
You're telling me that was actually Cherokee, Trail of Tears Indian?
Yes.
Who was the vocalist?
That actually was a loop
from
like Apple Loops. If you ever want to make music, you could go on GarageBand and pick up Apple Loops. And in their loops, they have all types of voices and vocals, and that just happened to be one of their Cherokee vocals.
Is that free, or do you have to purchase a loop pack?
That you got to purchase a loop pack. Yeah.
How much are those run?
That's a very valid question, but if you want to find out, you could Google that information. Apple GarageBand, you know, however you want.
Right.
So,
okay, well, we might look that up later.
So if you guys are actually up for making some music, you could always send it in. We will give you a review on your music. Actually, I got some music that I want to put on here just for, you know, like backup music, background music, but it's a little too pop, so we'll be getting excited and whatnot.
And we wouldn't want that, us getting excited.
Yeah, no.
That caused big problems.
Actually, later on in the show, we're gonna throw a newly released track of mine called The Rebirth. Yeah, hopefully you guys are going to enjoy it. It's
We'll put that on next.
All right, we'll do that. Yeah, you could actually go to my Reverb Nation page, reverbnation.com/core element, KORELEMENT. You can always check us out, like, on our
you better check us out.
Podomatic page.
In fact, in the show notes tonight, I will record that information for you.
No doubt. That's
How's
a good
that?
Idea.
So, if you're listening to us, go back to welcometochina.podomatic.com, look in the show notes, and you can get Core Elements fan site information, both his actual site and his follower site, where you can download free music.
You know what's going to be really cool? When they could say, okay, just like press this website that I'm about to say, and then as you're listening to audio, you could just like take that sound and it'll take you directly to the website.
We could, I believe we can do that on YouTube with a link.
This is correct.
So, in the future, we don't know how long in the future, but in the future we are planning on making some video podcasts, and we will integrate this wonderful technology.
Wouldn't they be called videocasts?
Video podcast works for me.
I think that's a little too long. It's not catchy enough. We need to work on your catchiness with the things that you talk about.
I understand. But what they actually... V-Pod?
Yeah, see, that sounds a little bit better. V-Pod, V-Cast, something like that.
All right. Well, whatever. You're going to be able to look at us while you listen to us at some point.
All right, so let's just get to the topic at hand. What is the topic of the week?
Food. China is a food culture. China's all about some grub, yo.
China's a food culture. What does that exactly mean?
A lot of Chinese culture revolves around food.
How do you figure?
Were you surprised when you got to China and found out that they took anywhere from a 2 to 2.5 hour lunch break every day?
I was. I thought that was incredible. I thought that was one of the best things that I learned when I first got here.
Because lunch is the most important meal of the day.
If it was that important, why do they eat it with chopsticks?
The story I heard behind chopsticks is it blame Confucius.
Because
in his writings,
and that wasn't a story, that was a blame. Okay, just so okay. You know.
Yes. But the story behind the blame is that Confucius has said that it is uncouth or against etiquette to actually possess a knife when at the eating table. When you're eating with people, you should not possess a knife.
Oh, that's because Confucius knew how violent Chinese people are.
You know? So before the meal started, everything had to be cut into bite-sized pieces before it got to the table. And really, once you become comfortable with chopsticks, me anyway, I prefer chopsticks to a fork when I'm eating Chinese food.
I concur.
It's so much simpler. And on top of that, if you're lost in the woods and you need something, you don't have to carve a fork. You find two sticks. And boom.
Not if it's not already cut up for you.
This is true. Hunt little things. Bugs. It's like a woodpecker. Anyway, that's the story. That's why chopsticks.
I gotta tell you, sitting in this booth makes you feel kind of aggressive.
Doesn't it, though?
It does.
Now you see why I kept peeking.
Yeah, I just feel like picking on somebody.
That's what it's there for, yeah. That is totally what it's there for. Are you a dog? I heard you like to drive cars.
Christmas is coming.
It is. We have a tree up today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Julie Lou.
The love guru. We're putting the tree up.
She didn't like my little toy soldier decoration idea.
I couldn't blame her.
She shot that down immediately.
But she's all about the gingerbread men.
Ooh, I'm all about gingerbread.
She brought me a gingerbread cookie and was absolutely delighted that I said that she could eat it. And then she tore it up.
That's why she bought it for you. She's like, this motherfucker don't like gingerbread.
No, it was actually a present for my friend Julian's party. He had a demo for his car. He made a car.
Nice.
He made it.
Tell us about the car after you introduce and we listen to Rebirth.
Okay, this next song, Rebirth, is I wrote it for my friends back home, you know what I mean? Two of my friends that, you know, I miss them and whatnot, you know? So I wanted to write this track. It's called The Rebirth.
This is a new stage, a new plane. Sort of like a rebirth with everything to gain. This is a new stage, a new plane. Sort of like a rebirth with everything to gain. No, I'm not playing games. It just seems like everything's changed. We don't kick it like we did. Who you? I could never forget. Cause people come and go like waves against sand. But you, dog, forever be my fam. In a room, door closed, chilling on the bed. On the other side of the globe, just bopping my head. Memories flashed through my mind so fast that I felt like I was paid a visit by the ghost of Christmas past. There I saw a scene, clear as a movie screen. A pack of young, silly knuckleheads with a gangster lean. Got a style and he strut, whether real or a front, talking about
ain't nobody taking me for no punk.
We was ready for the world, you was ready to rap. I said, you wanna start a group? You said, yeah, we could do that. So we did it, we done it, that's just what got us here. We had to pay our dues to get up out that atmosphere. And now we in the clear, goddamn we made it far. Ayo, how you put it, the motherfucking world is on. This is a new stage, a new plane. Sorta like a rebirth with everything to gain. No, I'm not playing games. It just seems like everything's changed. We don't kick it like we did. Who you? I can never forget. Cause people come and go like waves against sand. But you, dog, forever be my fam. As youngins, we was bugging, we was running the streets. We wasn't playing, if we was playing, we was playing for keeps. That was my life, my blood, the friends I'll keep till death do us part, cause roots run deep. Like brothers from different mothers, kept an eye on each other. I watch your back and you watch mine, and nobody could touch us. We wilded out back then. such as kids did, with the whole crew chilling at Jay's crib. It was a late night, around 3 o'clock. All of us drunk as fuck, screaming aftershock. Damn, those times make me smile, even though we ain't gotten up in a while. Kiss your wife and kids, tell them I love them. We'll be meeting up soon. Peace to you, cousin. This is a new stage, a new plane. Sort of like a rebirth with everything to gain. No, I'm not playing games. It just seems like everything's changed. We don't kick it like we did. Who you, I can never forget. Cause people come and go like
we used to get sad. But you don't forever be my man. John Cole.
This is a new stage, a new plane, sort of like a rebirth with everything that came. Like everything's changed. We don't kick it like we did. Who you? I can never forget. Cause people come and go like waves against sand. But you, dog, forever be my fam.
And from what I understand, that's going to be track two on the upcoming EP.
That is correct. Where's my sunshine?
Nice. What's your favorite Chinese food?
My favorite Chinese food.
What? Let me rephrase that. Before you came to China, what was your favorite Chinese
food? Kung Pao chicken.
Kung Pao chicken.
Actually, what? General Tso's chicken. I used to like that too.
All right. So now that you're in China, your favorite Chinese food?
That I eat here in China?
Yes.
Probably Dan Chao Fan.
Dan Chao Fan. What is that?
That is...
Well, Ting Budong. I don't understand.
Egg fried rice.
Egg fried rice. Yeah. Did you like egg fried rice back in the States?
No. Yeah, I did actually. Yeah.
Is it better here?
No.
No. Okay.
No, they put too much with that Wei Jing MSG in it.
So, do you like the Kung Pao chicken in China?
It's not standard like it is in America. In America, you could always get a standard Kung Pao chicken here. But then again, I gotta say, you ask a Chinese person, hey, which food do you like better, food in China or food in America? And they will tell you food in China.
Yes.
I'm an American, though. I like food in America better. So I guess it's a cultural thing. It's
I actually like Chinese food in China better.
Why?
I think it has better flavor. But then again, I eat shit in China that I just never saw in America.
Then again, you could have just stopped that. I eat shit because Chinese food is pretty garbage, I gotta say.
Yeah, well, you know, like the other day I ordered the... Malayashui.
What's that?
That is the hot and spicy duck blood.
That sounds pretty disgusting.
Ray and I gobbled it up.
Duck blood. This is what they consider a delicatessen here.
Duck blood is used in Europe a lot, especially in Polish soups.
I didn't mean delicatessen. I meant delicacy.
Delicacy.
Yeah,
delicacy. In England, black pudding is blood.
Of what?
I believe it's, I don't know, black pudding, maybe calf blood.
Mm.
The Mongolians used to drink horse blood.
Some Malaysians drink snake blood.
So why is duck blood so bad?
Because
we're Americans and we don't mess with blood.
That's one. And two, I don't eat duck either. So just duck. It doesn't really set... It's greasy, though. I know people who like pork probably like duck. Do you like duck? Yeah?
I don't like duck. I think duck's too greasy.
Right. But so is pork.
I like duck neck and duck blood.
All right. So now we're talking about ducks and blood.
You have a song called Two Ducks.
Yes,
maybe
I do.
Maybe someday we'll play that.
We could.
Maybe.
We could.
So since you don't particularly like Chinese food as much in China, how did you handle your situation in Taiyuan?
I ate a lot of beef noodles.
A lot of beef noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those uninitiated, in China, noodles are damn popular.
Damn popular.
About every block has a noodle restaurant.
Oh, yeah, Beats by DJ Shiva.
Yes. Yes.
Now, actually, I don't know if you realize it, but the music adds a lot of effect and emotion to what we're saying. Like, generally, if the music is, like, laid back, we become more laid back and we kind of vibe with the vibe of the music. If you don't believe me, go back and listen and study that, right? Because this is just off the hitch. We don't actually plan this stuff. We just get in a room and start talking to you guys because we believe that you guys got to get to know us.
Exactly. We get an idea of what we're going to do about an hour before the show.
Yeah.
While we're setting up.
Yeah, I mean, so that's why it's so action-packed and fun-filled. All right.
Anyway.
Back to food. Let's talk about
food. Yeah, in Taiyuan, a lot of beef noodles. Taiyuan is the noodle capital of China.
I have a question for you. What do you eat for breakfast?
I haven't eaten breakfast in 20 years.
Yeah, I don't actually eat breakfast.
Except when I was in the army and basic training, they forced me to eat breakfast.
You don't have like a Red Bull or a coffee?
Two Red Bulls.
So two Red Bulls in the morning.
Which would amounts to like one grande coffee.
Yeah, probably like a...
one tall coffee.
500 milligrams of caffeine.
Is it that much? I thought it would be more like 50.
I don't know, but it's probably a lot.
I think you're on the plus 10, or times 10, plus 10.
All right, so...
oh, what is that?
That's the sound.
50 milligrams of caffeine.
Of getting down to the core. The core element.
Now, let's see. Top 5 questions on Yahoo Answers. Answers.yahoo.com. The one I am going to give you, since I am in charge now. Yes?
All right. Sounds good.
How about top 5 superpowers in world military? Go.
Stop. Top 5 superpowers
in world military.
Okay, I would have to go with England, the United States, of course. Believe it or not, I would also go with Israel. And I'd have to put China on there as well. And
if you saw the parade, I would too.
Right? Yeah, I saw the parade.
So who's number 5?
And number 5, that's a tough one. I would say Russia.
I understand why you would say that. I would have said Russia 10 years ago. Right now, I would say North Korea.
Really?
Yes. If North Korea attacks South Korea, the United States Army was told they have 48 hours before Seoul falls.
That's interesting.
It is the largest military buildup on a border in the world.
Therefore,
don't visit the DMZ, guys.
Now, so what number is North Korea?
5. I don't know. I would say actually probably bigger than England. Not as big as Israel.
All right. Our last song of the show.
This is an oldie but goodie. I remember buying this album on a trip to Florida when I was 12.
Because we were talking about food, so this is a nice little wrap-up.
Is this Michael Jackson?
No. This is Weird Al Yankovic with Peter.
I think the only pop performer with an accordion.
Eat it.
In just Japan. Eat it.
Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate. So eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it.
Eat it.
Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried.
Eat it.
Open up your mouth and feed.
I think we need, like, to throw a Weird Al Yankovic song at the end of every show.
I think I would go with more often.
More often. Okay, more often is acceptable.
Yeah, everybody can use more Weird Al Yankovic.
I concur. I gotta actually say, the first time I heard this song, I was disgusted.
Did you see the video?
Yeah. I was like, how could he do that to a Michael Jackson song?
That's respect. That's flattery.
And then it grew on me a lot.
It's flattery. When Core Element gets covered by Weird Al, you'll know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you've made it.
Yes.
And that's it, people. I've got a show to mix, so email us at welcometochina.podcast@gmail.com, and we will see you next week.
It's a landmark.
Hello.
Right now you may not understand,
but brother, no other moment than this is gonna define ya.
Point B.
Welcome to China.